Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I know it's been a while since I uploaded my last episode. I took an unforeseen break. I literally hadn't planned this at all, but it just kind of felt right, so I went with that. And it's not like I took the last couple of weeks to actually figure out what I want to talk about or something. Not really. I want to keep it real. And to be honest, I can talk about stagnation. I can talk about confusion. I can talk about emotional turmoil and indecisiveness. I can talk about all those things because I'm feeling them right now, because I'm experiencing what they're doing to you and what kind of impact they have on you, or at least on me. I mean, yeah. But then again, I don't want to focus on the negative. I want to focus on the positive, and I want to focus on the things we can learn and take away from certain situations and feelings also. Because feelings actually teach us something. They're there for a reason, and it's up to us to figure out why and what is causing them, and if it's a learned reaction or something else that's triggering us in the moment. I'm just slightly scared that this is going to be a really fragmented episode. So I'm actually going to take the opportunity and shift my focus away from the negative parts and experiences and feelings towards the positive. And I've been meaning to actually record an episode on faith for such a long time, and so I think the time has come to actually do it right now in this very moment. I'm not particularly prepared, so I haven't thought about this in any particular way, but it's just something that's on my mind recently. I think when it comes to faith, it's sometimes hard to wrap your head around what it entails. But let me preface this by saying I am Catholic and I believe in God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And I feel like in today's world, we are faced with so many different things that ultimately steal our joy because they steal our attention and they stir our attention away from the things that really matter. And we live in a society that sort of teaches us that everything goes and that there are no limits to what is acceptable, that old values don't mean anything, and that basically everything needs to be questioned all the time. And while I agree that we need to be very conscious and cautious of what we believe, what we take for granted, what we accept, it's important to actually ask the right questions and to question the important things and not things that are distracting us from the real important questions. And I personally think and feel that my faith and my, let's say, religious upbringing and background are really just like a guiding light in this weird time where things are shaky and we are shaken, and just so many different information fragments are available to us. But I'm just feeling that they're really here and spread to steal our time and energy, and those are the most precious things we have. So I, for my part, want to return to what really matters, and those are my core values, and it's the word of God. And it sort of saddens me to hear that people turn away from God and that they are not part of church anymore to save money. So I can't really relate. I mean, I've had my fair share of questioning God, questioning my faith, questioning everything, and being separated from my faith or like feeling separated. And I feel like a lot of information is circulating that is coming from New Age sources of different kinds, and it seems valid and it seems like everything has its place and we're free to believe what we believe and everyone has a free will and has the right to choose different viewpoints. But I'm just feeling and fearing that certain values are just deteriorating, and that is really sad, actually. I just think of values like honesty, kindness, community, love, and true understanding of other people and empathy towards others. And with everything that's going on in the world, we are just learning to focus on ourselves a lot, but in the wrong way. And we're not realizing that our focus is being stolen by things like social media, where we, yes, focus on ourselves and the way we present ourselves to the outside world, but also where we focus a lot on comparing ourselves and on sort of just being fake, and we're bombarded with so much different content. It's actually insane. I mean, I'm just noticing how my time on Instagram just increases from day to day, and at the end of the day, that probably adds to my feelings of confusion that I mentioned in the beginning. And I'm not saying that it's ultimately 100% the right choice to turn your back on everything worldly, but turn your back on the things that are pointless, that are senseless, that steal your joy, that steal your time and energy, because those are your most precious resources that cannot be restocked once they're gone. I'm just thinking a lot lately about, what if I died today? What if this was literally my last day on earth? Would I be satisfied with what I have accomplished and done, and how I'm spending my time and what I'm investing my energy in? And honestly, I'm just feeling off right now, because I'm ready to grow and I'm not growing at the moment. I'm stagnating, and that's why I said I can talk about stagnation. But at the same time, it's important to recognize that we grow internally, and sometimes in ways that we don't see. So I'm trying to be compassionate towards myself and not too harsh. There is a gap between what I want and what I expect from myself and what actually is the current state of my being and my life right now. However, one big area I have actually developed in is my faith, is my relationship with God, that has been restored and renewed and boosted, so to say. Making the choice to actively block potential sources of harm or things that are just not good for me, because I made a really negative experience a couple of years back where I basically went to someone who works with energy and like healing and certain methods and methodologies to coach you and to balance you, so to say. And what it actually led to was even worse than what I could have ever imagined. I basically developed a severe depression and a severe anxiety disorder, and I even had psychotic symptoms, which is very scary. In the moment, it's scary, and in hindsight, it's also scary. And what got me through is, I can't even say it was my faith, because in that moment and that time period, I was incredibly confused and I was incredibly scared, and I was doubting everything, everything. I was doubting reality, basically. So what really mattered to me more and more as I luckily found my way out of this trap was a sense of gratitude for my life, for my sanity, for my mind, for my family, and for God. And I found this new faith and knowing and inner peace through God, and through knowing that He's by my side and that He has my back and that He saved me from a really dark time. And I'm just now realizing that there must have been a reason for that. I'm not here on this planet to just be here, or to work for someone else's dreams, or to give away my time and energy, which are limited, and especially my energy. I've talked about how tired I am, and that's still the case. So my energy is really limited, and I'm just realizing that I can't keep giving it away for things that don't mean anything to me. Or very little. And through this weird, turbulent time that I'm having right now, as I'm now completely med free and can really think more clearly, it also means that I get to experience and feel all the feelings that have been suppressed through years of psychiatric medication. And I think it's normal that my body and my mind and my soul just need time to kind of get everything straight. But I know my foundation. I know that my strength comes from God and what He provides for me. And to finish this off, I think we need two types of faith that are intertwined. We need faith in God, and we need faith in ourselves. And I am just realizing that those two components are essential for building the life that I want. Because I am done just staying where I'm at, not growing, not doing what I want, not expressing myself, and not living properly. So if you feel like you weren't made for this system or the way that our society functions, I totally feel you. But do not make the mistake of blindly throwing everything out of the window that you think the society has imposed on you. There are good things here. There are things that have worked for centuries, and they're worth being explored with an open mind and an open heart. And there are old things we need to let go. There are new things we need to let go equally as much and stand against. And we can do that through knowing ourselves and believing in ourselves and our abilities and having faith in what we bring to the table. So this might have been... unfortunately, the sort of scattered episode that I didn't want to create, but I just always speak from my heart, and those things needed to be said, and they needed to be said in the way that I said them. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure to rate it wherever you're listening. Make sure to subscribe to my podcast, and make sure to tune in again next week. Until then, stay safe and have a wonderful time. Bye.